We'll be back next week with Stigmatics. Until then,
see ya!
Hey guys, it's Brian Young of A Crash Course for the Ravers.
It's a crash course for the ravers.
Where we play deep cuts, lost classics, live tracks, your requests, and plenty of local rock sprinkled throughout. I'm joined by my beautiful co-host, Marie Michelle.
That's me.
1 to 4 p.m. Saturdays. Don't miss it on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
It's funny. It's like traveling music. Welcome to the show. This is Acoustic Sailing. It is 4:03 exactly right now, Eastern Standard Time. And my name is Vin Maganzini, and welcome to WMFO Medford. All right. Hey, everybody. If you want to hear anything, just give me a call, 855-915-9636. That's 855-915-9636, and I'll play any song you want to hear, and I'll enjoy it too. I hope to hear from everybody that's listening. Like I said before, this is WMFO, Tufts University Freeform Radio. You can hear us at 91.5 FM. You can also hear us at WMFO.org, and we'll start the show in just a moment.
The federal government alone spends $4.5 billion a year locking up people for drug offenses. It costs almost $28,000 a year just to incarcerate one prisoner. Compare that to the average annual tuition at a four-year public college, which is $5,491, and you realize that the drug war is blurring our nation's priorities. Taxpayers' money would be much better spent educating people instead of punishing them. But thanks to ever-increasing mandatory minimum drug sentences, an entire class of young people are being filtered into new supermax prisons, while the resulting budget crunch forces the rest of us to go to old, dilapidated schools. The more money we dump into prisons, the less we have to invest in college campuses. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out how you can get involved in the war against the war on drugs.
This is WMFO in Medford, and we want you to be a law-abiding citizen and help with your local laws. Follow them, folks. Don't be Don't be a naysayer. It is 4:05. That means I got to say it. WMFO Medford. Here we go. Today's show will be a sweet show, a little bit sour, but it's mainly a show about fruit, and I hope you like it. This one is a song called The Lemon Tree. This is WMFO Medford. Welcome to the program.
When I was just a lad of 10, my father said to me, come here and take a lesson from the lovely lemon tree. Don't put your faith in love, my boy, my father said to me. I fear you'll find that love is like the lovely lemon tree. Lemon tree, very pretty, and the lemon flower is sweet. But the fruit of the poor lemon is impossible to eat. Lemon tree, very pretty, and the lemon flower is sweet. But the fruit of the poor lemon is impossible to eat. One day beneath the lemon tree, my love and I did lie. A girl so sweet that when she smiled, the stars rose in the sky. We passed that summer lost in love beneath the lemon tree. The music of her laughter hid my father's words from me. Lemon tree, very pretty, and the lemon flower is sweet. But the fruit of the poor lemon is impossible to eat. Lemon tree, very pretty, and the lemon flower is sweet. But the fruit of the poor lemon is impossible to eat. One day she left without a word. She took away the sun, and in the dark she'd left behind. I knew what she had done. She'd left me for another. It's a common tale but true. A sadder man but wiser now, I sing these words to you. Lemon tree, very pretty, and the lemon flower is sweet. But the fruit of the poor lemon is impossible to eat. Lemon tree, very pretty, and the lemon flower is sweet. But the fruit of the poor lemon is impossible to eat.
And you are tuned into WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM. Plus Educational Radio.
Ball game on the street disappeared behind me. perform when I needed the break.
When you need the bread?
You know, when I needed the break and the exposure, you know. It was a commercial club then, and I wasn't commercial.
And you're now...
Now what? I'm commercial by default.
By default?
Because I'm still alive and performing after all these years.
How does that make you all of a sudden commercial?
Well, because most folk singers are gone someplace else.
You started to say most fink.
No, well, that was a force of habit.
Okay, go ahead.
And most folk singers have, most finks have disappeared.
All folk singers.
Yeah, and they've joined rock and roll groups, you know, and so I'm still here.
That's true.
And I haven't changed over the years. I'm just as dull as ever, so.
Oh, come on. Listen, no. I just recently I was on the coast, right, Phil? We were both there together, and you were doing a great promotion with posters all over the place. You even enlisted me to paste them all over Malibu. What right. was that all about? Why don't you tell everybody?
I got involved with the politics of the absurd in California, which is it was a theater demonstration in which we declared the war over in Vietnam and celebrated the end of the war on June 23rd in Los Angeles. We celebrated the end of the war, and we're going to probably do that in New York sometime soon also, just as a theater piece. And we have a poster which says that, a picture of the sailor kissing the girl from Times Square, VE Day.
It's one of your protest ideas. I mean, you're Are you known as a protest folk singer?
Yeah, I am.
You know, I know, it's great.
Which is a dirty lie. I've never protested.
I think it's great. You write always about current things, I noticed. For instance, did anything happen yesterday that you wrote about today?
Well, let's see. I wrote about...
I like a one-way ticket home, ticket home. Or I can watch my television, talk on the telephone. Every town I wander, there's a billboard on a throne. Ticket home,
ticket home. I want a ticket home.
Ticket home,
ticket home. I want a ticket home.
Does anybody know my name or recognize my face? I must have come from somewhere, but I can't recall the place. They dropped me at the matinee, they left without a trace. Ticket home,
ticket home, I want a ticket home.
Elvis Presley is the king, I was at his crowning. Well, life just flashed before my eyes, I must be drowning.
nothing can take away these blues. There's nothing compared, nothing compared to you. It's been so lonely without you.
See. apples, peaches, cherries. A peddler once was driving by, his cart with fruit was laden high, and as he drove along he cried across the village green. His daughter sat beside him there, and she was young as she was fair, all glowing with a beauty rare, a maid of sweet 16. Crying apples and peaches and cherries, we got a lot of apples and peaches and cherries. A young lad called them to his door, he bought some fruit and then bought more. His longing eyes were begging for the lovely maid to stay. The young maid blushed to see him stare, his eyes went wandering everywhere, until the peddler's cart was bare and they drove on their way. Crying apples and peaches and cherries, we got no more apples, no more peaches, cherries. Next day in vain he waited long to hear the same familiar song. The fruit was ripe, the girls were wrong, no lovely maid passed by. He sought and found her in the mart, he wooed and won that maiden's heart. And now 10 children ride the cart, and there'll be many more screaming, yelling,
apples and peaches and cherries. We got a lot of apples and peaches and cherries.
Now if there is a moral here, such fruitfulness will make it clear. Shut your window when you hear a peddler at your door.
Keep on calling.
Crying apples and peaches and cherries. We got a lot of apples and peaches and cherries.
Apples. It's funny, it's sounds a bit corny, but those guys, this is, believe it or not, the Smothers Brothers, and they were anarchist. They were a threat to modern society, or a threat to the establishment. People try to get them banned, and they introduced a lot of radical stuff, a lot of views from the left wing, and a lot of unpopular views. They brought them to the American public, including Pete Seeger. Pete Seeger was on their show, and there's a lot of controversy about having a communist or someone who was friends with the Communist Party on network TV. But the Smothers Brothers, they did a lot of that kind of thing, and they were one heck of a band. And now it's time to smash through the acoustic ceiling. And what better way than with this song? This is WMFO, and this is music for you and yours. Check it out. WMFO Medford.
from raining gay bars for no reason at all. Lining the customers up by the wall. Picking out people, knocking them down. Resisting arrest as they're kicked on the ground. Searching their houses and calling them queer. I don't believe that sort of thing happens here. You don't have to be gay to sing on this chorus, but it helps. Sing if you're glad to be gay. Sing if you're happy that way. Hey, sing if you're glad to be gay. Sing if you're happy that way. Being a lesbian's wonderful fun. You ain't fit to mother a daughter or son. There's no nudes in Gay News, our last magazine. But they still find excuses to call it obscene. Read how disgusting we are in the press. The Evening News and the Sunday Express. Molesters of children, corruptors of youth. It's there in the paper, it must be the truth. So try and sing if you're glad to be gay. Sing if you're happy that way. Hey, sing if you're glad to be gay. Sing if you're happy that way. Have you heard the story about Peter Wells, who one day got arrested and dragged to the cells for being in love with a guy of 18. The vicar found out they'd been having a scene. The magistrate sent him for trial by the Crown. He even appealed, but they still sent him down. He was only mistreated a couple of years, 'cause even in prison they look after the queers. Better believe it. Sing if you're glad to be gay. Sing if you're happy that way. Hey, sing if you're glad to be gay. Sing if you're happy that way. And sit back and watch as they close down our clubs. Arrest us for meeting and raid all our pubs. Make sure your boyfriend's at least 21. And if you're a lesbian, don't be a mum. Lie to your workmates, lie to your folks. Put down the queens and tell anti-queer jokes. Gay lib's ridiculous, join their laughter. The buggers are legal now, what more are they after? To be gay, sing if you're happy that way. Hey, sing if you're glad to be gay. Sing if you're happy that way. One more time. Sing if you're glad to be gay. Sing if you're happy that way. Hey, sing if you're glad to be gay. Sing if you're happy this way.
91.5 WMFO Medford.
Tommy, what was Johnny Appleseed's relationship with her Ben Covington's relationship with Johnny Appleseed?
Well, Ben Covington, during the time when there was very few people to pick the apples, Ben Covington stood like a giant. He was born in an apple orchard. And he learned to pick apples like nobody else. Why, when he was 12 years old, he could pick more apples than any two grown men. Became the greatest apple picker in America, saving hundreds from famine as apples became the sole substances during the Great Potato Famine.
When was the Great Potato Famine? Or famine?
Not famine, Dickie. No. It's a potato famine.
Oh, I'm sorry. When was this?
This was in 1786.
And what do you mean? Like, the captain finally got a steam machine to outpick apples?
That was John Henry you're thinking of.
Oh.
John Henry was a big railroad typhoon.
Tycoon.
Yeah, tycoon. Big railroad maggot.
A magnet.
Yes, sir. I'd like to sing for you the ballad of big, tough Ben Covington. The man with hands the size of a basketball. No fingers, just big round basketballs on his...
When I was a young boy, my mama said to me, there's only one girl in the world for you, and she probably lives in Tahiti. I go the whole wide world, I go the whole wide world just to find her. Or maybe she's in the Bahamas, where the Caribbean sea is blue. Tropical moonlit night, because nobody's told about you.
WMFO in Medford. How you doing, everybody? That was Reckless Eric with I'd Go the Whole Wide World, and wouldn't you now? If you're wondering about all the songs I played, I'll do a rundown at the end of the program, right around 4:49, 4:50, and make sure you stick around for that. Here's a request. It's going out to Jim. I hope you like this one. It's a wonderful track, and check it out. Even I hope you enjoy it. And listen.
Mm-hmm. bad time in and me. We find a lot of things out this way, and there's you, a little black cloud in a dress. The temptation to take the precious things we have apart to see how they work must be resisted, for they never fit together again. If this is rain, let it fall on me and drown me. If these are tears, let them fall. Must I paint you a picture about the way that I short walk and a talk to change the rules of engagement while you searched frantically for reverse. And then claiming that virtue never tested is no virtue at all. And so I lost my ignorance. Bells across the river chime out your name. I look across to them again. Must I paint you a picture about the way that I important decisions in life are made between two people in bed. I've found that out at my expense. When I see you, you just turn around and walk away like we never met. Oh, we used to be so impossible dreams if we were lovers still. Must I paint you a picture about the way that I feel? You know my love for you is strong, girls. You know my love for you is real. Must I paint you a
a few facts. Now, all I've got to do is look around. 28 years old, Thomas Wolfe had already written You Can't Go Home Again. That's terrific. 21, Bobby Dylan had already written Blowin' in the Wind and stolen his name from the great Welsh poet Dylan Zimmerman. And at 19, Alexander the Great had conquered Gaul and Mesopotamia, was known clear around the world, and didn't even have to do the Mike Douglas show. It puts things into perspective for me. I know how I'll handle it. I figure when I'm 60 years old, I'm going to have my eyes fixed and my nose fixed and my ass lifted.
Baby, baby.
The way you squeeze my lemon, I'm gonna fall right out of bed.
Yes, that's Led Zeppelin with the Lemon Song. This is WMFO in Medford, and it's time for the rundown. I hope you enjoyed the program. Here are all the songs that I played on today's broadcast. We started today off at 4 o'clock with Peter, Paul, and Mary. We heard a song called Lemon Tree from the box set called Carry It On. Then we heard a couple by Phil Oakes. We heard Half a Century High from The War Is Over, the best of Phil Oakes. And we carried on with One Way Ticket Home, also from The War Is Over, the best of Phil Oakes. Then it was Chris Connell with Nothing Compares to You. That was a broadcast from 2015. Thought he did a nice job with that one. The late, great Chris Connell. Then it was the Smothers Brothers with Apples, Peaches, and Cherries from the Two Sides of the Smothers Brothers. Herb Albert gave us a version of Lemon Tree from Versions. Tom Robinson gave us Glad to Be Gay from the Secret Policeman's Ball. We carried on with Morrissey. We heard Every Day is Like Sunday from Bonna Drag. Reckless Eric, he sang Whole Wide World. That's from 1, 2, 3, 4, Punk and New Wave from 1976 to 1979. The Smothers Brothers again slid in there with American History 1A from Curb Your Tongue, Knave. Billy Bragg, by request, we heard Must I Paint You a Picture from Work is Playtime. We heard a bit of comedy from David Steinberg from a record called Booga Booga. We heard 33 Revisited. And then we finished up the show with The Lemon Song by Led Zeppelin from Led Zeppelin 2. Led Zeppelin, what a band. Talk about show-offs. Really, really showing off all the time. But they were goddamn great. Yes, they were. They were so great. And kind of makes you wonder, how great can they be? Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for all the calls and all the input. I'm back next week at 4 o'clock. This has been Acoustic Sailing. Stick around for Ursula. She's on from 5 to 6, and she has all kinds of great things lined up for you and yours. This is Tufts University Freeform Radio. We play all kinds of music, and there's no commercials. I was recently listening to a station. It was one of those public radio stations, and they were talking about being funded by this company and how you can go here and get this sugary drink and this product. And I was like, wait a second, this is public radio. Sure, say you're sponsored by someone and end it. Don't give me this crapola about, you know, buy this crap from Shinola over here and this company over there, support them. Sure, just say they put up the bucks for public radio and end it at that. This is WMFO in Medford. And remember, folks, the two most important days of your life, one, the day you're born, and two, the day you find out the reason why. Those are words by Mark Twain, words to live by. This is WMFO Medford.